Y98, today's best music mix, and it's the Courtney and Company morning show. If you missed the code word from Cashman, you tuned out during the darkness.
What?
We got a little shade from one of our listeners. It's the One Hit Wonder weekend, not I Wonder If That Was a Hit weekend.
It was a hit.
I told him I love that song.
I did too.
He was not a fan. But your code word for Cashman, utter. UTTER. All you have to do is text utter to 72881. You could win $1,000. All right, I'm eating an apple with peanut butter on it, so can you explain what we're doing in case anybody doesn't know looking for love?
Yeah, it works, Tim. Tell him.
Oh, I'm happy to do it. For love, we take some of our coworkers who are on different dating apps here in the St. Louis area, and they share some of the profiles they encounter of some of the single men in the area. So Lance reads them, and then we decide if we would swipe left or swipe right. We're looking out for you guys.
That is, I mean, I don't think you can do it any better than that, describing what this is. Mm-hmm.
Did you record that? We should just run that every time.
You're right. Get some residuals.
It's a home run.
Let's start with Michael, who's 27. Many approaches to how you would do these kind of things, grab somebody's attention on any of these apps. Michael decides to go with this. Confucius say, man who fart in church, sit in own pew.
Oh, man.
Looking for a sweet girl that's up for adventures, lives an active lifestyle, and laughs a lot.
That made me laugh. I liked it.
I'm
in.
You're in? Really? I'm kind of surprised.
That's a no for me. But I will give him that.
Yes, it was good. It's funny. I've never heard that before.
No. You've never heard that?
No, that's a great dad joke.
Oh, my gosh. That goes back to grade school.
I missed it, Lance.
Okay.
My dad liked to tell me inappropriate jokes that I should never tell in public.
All right. You know, we didn't get too far previously with Alex, who's 28.
Oh, you're going back to him?
Well, only because all I was able to tell you about Alex, who's 28, was he's here for the biscuits. That's what he wrote.
I was in.
But he had a lot to say.
Okay,
I just want to give Alex a fair shake.
Don't ruin it for me, Alex.
So far, we like Alex. We'll see if Alex is two for two. Alex is just a medical physicist who likes triathlons, pesto recipes, wineries, and being as basic as possible. One of his proudest accomplishments is that he decorated his apartment with pumpkin spiced pine cones, and his fake plant is the closest thing he has to a dog.
No, I'm out.
What? Yeah,
The pesto, the...
Yeah, I
don't like it.
I worry about young people.
Yeah.
Should have just stuck with the biscuits, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes brevity is the key.
It's true.
Maybe it works for Matt, 25. He's a reporter and in sales.
What?
I don't know how that works. Hey, I'll write a story about you. It'll be 10 bucks. I don't know.
That's so sad. That's how the business is going now, isn't
it? Sort of. Matt says, I just want someone who can beat me with a tennis racket. No. Sales reporter.
I'm going back to my apple and peanut butter.
Yeah. All right. How about Bradley? Bradley's an account manager. He's a Mizzou grad.
Mm-hmm.
My 4-year-old nephew roasted me for still being single at Christmas this year. Please help.
maybe worth a shot.
Yeah, I like that he's got a nephew and I don't know.
He's a Missouri Tiger.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Okay.
That one's okay. One more, Lance.
One more, and we'll finish with Audi. Who is a graduate.
What's the name?
Audi, like the car. Audi or Audi, whichever you prefer.
I'm already out.
Last name.
I'm Audi. Audi. Looking for love in the loop. Smegas next.
You're listening to Courtney and Company on 1-